We all seek certain securities for our lives. Many of those securities are soon to be natural and automatic. So when challenges rise up which delay or prevent those securities, lack of planning, information, those escalate that challenge. Housing, that's a great example of what I'm talking about. While considered a necessity, obviously, gaining it can have its challenges. That's especially true for those with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Next guest heads a coalition of agencies in New Jersey which recognize how information is the empowerment needed to overcome housing challenges. Here to present the need for housing by those with developmental challenges and how it is being addressed is Executive Director of the Supportive Housing Association of New Jersey, Gail Levinson. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for having me.
And the website for Supportive Housing Association of New Jersey is shanj.org. Of course, we have a link up over at our website as well. And I use the word challenging for housing, which really for everyone in New Jersey, whether you're looking to rent or to own, it is a challenge finding a place that you can afford with the proper schools or location to what you need. But for those with intellectual and developmental challenges and disabilities, how much of a greater challenge is housing in New Jersey for them?
Well, it certainly is a greater challenge, primarily because many, not all, but many people living with disabilities, including those with intellectual and developmental disabilities, live on very low incomes. They receive often Social Security Supplemental Security Income, which means that they live on less than $800 a month, which is needed to provide for all their needs. And New Jersey also is the fifth most costly state in the nation to live in. So when you combine those two statistics, it's clear that people who live on very low incomes have great difficulty affording housing in New Jersey. In addition, people with disabilities need supportive services to maintain their stability in the community. So it's the combination of affording a fair market rent and also being able to purchase supportive services where they live that makes it particularly difficult.
Now, I'd assume that when it came to housing for those with disabilities or developmental challenges, I guess the first thought people go to is the concept of group homes, which unfortunately they're also confronted by the NIMBY philosophy, not in my backyard, sort of the ignorance of our society by rejecting something like that. But if you go to Autism NJ, their website, we have a direct link as well to download what I'm about to reference here, The Journey to Community Housing with Support. Gail, this is a document that was certainly an eye-opener to me with all the, albeit heavily pressed upon, options for housing. Nevertheless, there are a lot more housing opportunities, paths, and programs in New Jersey than probably a lot of people are even aware of.
Yes, that is true. We created this housing guide. Actually, it was a grant from the New Jersey Council on Developmental Disabilities that provided this opportunity. And we've conducted research over the last year, not only in New Jersey, but throughout the country, to see how people are living in communities of their choice. And there is a wide variety of options. We wanted to put many of them in this book and encourage people to use what is most appealing to them and also to create individualized opportunities for themselves as well. And as you mentioned, group homes are a type of housing that exists in New Jersey and all over the country, but it's primarily for people who live with very significant challenges who require 24-hour, 7-day-a-week care. And while many people in New Jersey will continue to use group homes, there are others who want to live even more independently in mainstream housing with support, people who want to rent an apartment, rent it with another friend, and then have supportive services where they live. These are supportive housing options, and there's many of them, and they're detailed in the book, and we recommend that people read, learn about them, and apply whatever resources are available to them to create their own personal options.
Gail Levinson, who is Executive Director of Supportive Housing Association of New Jersey, and the web is shanj.org. They have released the Journey to Community Housing with Support. I was going to say handbook, but it's more than a handful. It's a lot of information. A guidebook is a very appropriate term, and we have a direct link to download it for your edification over at our website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. I'm running through the variety of programs from housing options, funding sources, and finding affordable housing. And again, we address the concept of group homes. Rental subsidies, that's another idea that people will more quickly gravitate to. And the unfortunate truth is there's more need than available vouchers. So that creates a waiting list. And I think a lot of landlords don't realize an opportunity they're missing, that there's a program where the state or organizations will pay up to 70% of a required rent, assuming that's a fair rent, and the occupant will pay the remaining 30%. And if I'm a landlord and I hear that, I'm thinking, well, you know what? I have a lot of problems getting people to pay the rent on their own. If I can get a secure 70%, up to 70% every month, and just have to be concerned about the 30%, that's a load off my mind as a landlord. That seems like a very inviting program for both sides of the situation.
Yes, I agree. People who are able to locate and be eligible for a rental subsidy, and there's federal rental subsidies, federal rental vouchers that come into New Jersey, as well as a state rental assistance program. And then our Department of Human Services has additional subsidies available to a select group of individuals. Landlords should be very eager and pleased to have access to people who come to them as renters with rental assistance. But you're quite right. We have many more people in need than we have available rental vouchers. The good news this year is that the Christie administration has included in its proposed budget for 2017 1,000 additional rental vouchers, 500 for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, and another 500 for people who are chronically homeless. So we're very happy about that. We applaud the Christie administration for doing this, and we hope more is available down the road for people in need.
Gail Levinson from the Supportive Housing Association New Jersey about their Journey to Community Housing with Support Handbook. Learn more about their work at sajnj.org. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Gail, does the fact that there are so many options that are in existence and are gaining extra support, as you just alluded to, proof that the traditional concept of, again, gravitating to group homes or remaining with the immediate family is not an option that everyone with a disability desires or should be limited to? That this is a sector of the population that is capable of more than what they're being credited with being able to do.
Correct. While there are individuals with disabilities who choose to live at home with their families, and there are many who choose to do that, there are also thousands who want to live a more independent life, just like the rest of us. And so they should have the opportunity to find permanent, affordable housing options in communities of their choice so they can live near to family and friends and participate in the community. We are hoping through this guide and the training programs we offer along with the guide that more and more individuals with disabilities and their families will seek independent options because they will have the resource information to be able to do that.
It is an extremely valuable and useful collection of information that will save you. This is something, or someone you know in your family, coworkers or friends, who have someone in their life with a developmental disability, and housing is a significant challenge. That's you all will be quite surprised about all the options. Maybe not all fast working options, but nevertheless, to have more options versus fewer is certainly a relief versus what is initially imagined when the search for housing goes on. So, again, it's the Journey to Community Housing with Support Guidebook made available through a collective of agencies in the states, including the Supportive Housing Association of New Jersey. They're at the web at sajnj.org. And if you go to our website, we've got a direct link. You can download this handbook and make use of it for your needs or the needs of someone who you know of who is lacking this very valuable information. I'm joined this morning by the Executive Director of the Supportive Housing Association New Jersey, Gail Levinson. Gail, you are giving a lot of people a lot of ways to alleviate a pretty heavy weight off of themselves and those that they care about. Thanks for doing that, for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.